host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. We've got quite the crew with us today from Canna Provisions. Joining me is Meg Sanders. She's the CEO, Eric Williams, COO, and Crystal Child, who runs marketing. Guys, it's fantastic to have you guys on the show all together. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is truly a party. For everybody that's tuning in right now, Canna Provisions is based up in New England, in Massachusetts, and they provide premium cannabis products to all sorts of different consumers, from first-time shoppers to experienced consumers, and in Massachusetts. So Meg, why don't we kick off the show with you? You've got an amazing background. You're an experienced female cannabis CEO. You've got over a decade of experience, especially in cannabis. And prior to Canna Provisions, you were the CEO of Mindful in Colorado. And I think you've probably seen everything under the sun from, seed to sale. Legal cannabis is kind of your background. So why don't you kick us off and tell us a little bit about the company and how things are going with you guys?
Well, thank you. I would love to talk about Canna Provisions. We have so many exciting things going on top of our existing operations, which is we have a dispensary in Holyoke, we have a dispensary in Lee, and our cultivation is up and going and also going through an expansion. So we're really excited to kind of be hitting our stride finally after a lot of building. And then we're hitting phase two of building, which includes a mixed light greenhouse. And we're really excited to kick that off hopefully by the end of summer.
Nice.
And also start going down the path of manufacturing, starting with vapes and concentrates. And there's really just nowhere to go but up for Canna Provisions. And there's just so much exciting things happening in Massachusetts. There's so many new products. The product lines are getting better and better. And obviously our flower, which is Smash Hits, that's our brand of flower here in Massachusetts. And that is very popular and people are definitely loving our flower.
Nice. Well, I definitely know that there's still, obviously, we just, went, rec in New York, where I'm based, but so many of my friends are still going north to Massachusetts, because obviously, we've got some time until recreational, fully opens up from a retail perspective. So I'm sure you get quite a bit of traffic, coming from your southern neighbors. So that's a great way to kick off the show, and we'll get into Canna Provisions, in a little more detail. Eric, you're the COO. Eric is not just from an operational perspective, but also is quite the activist, and also he was the co-founder of the Connecticut chapter of Normal. And Eric, what was your background prior to cannabis?
Well, my background prior to cannabis was actually as a political consultant. I was a Democratic operative, which means I got people elected and I kept them elected. And I've worked at all levels of government. And I came to sort of view that point in my life as the great soul suck. And, and had risen pretty quickly and was very successful in what I did, and decided that I needed to do something bigger. And I did a mid-career retirement. I planned on taking 5 years off to try to do something really big. And that's when I founded Connecticut Normal. And, I'd always been an activist for cannabis, but I really hadn't been public about it. And so I went all in. And my goal in those 5 years was to do two things. One was to decriminalize possession, which is the tip of the spear in the drug war that's targeted Black and Brown communities for the past 70 years, and so I thought that was vitally important to get done, mm-hmm. and also to legalize medical cannabis, which had not been done at the time through the legislature at all. It had only been done through court orders and through the ballot box. So getting both of those things accomplished in under 16 months, where I thought it was going to take up to 5 years to get it done, really sort of catapulted me onto the national scene. And that's actually when I joined the company Mindful that Meg was the CEO of out in Colorado. It was the very beginning of the cannabis industry. Obviously, at the time, it was all medical at the time. And one thing that I knew was how to run and start businesses. And I also knew that cannabis was going to remain one of the most highly regulated industries in America for the foreseeable future. And I thought that there was a great place for me to stay within it and to work with the rules and regulations and help to do licensing and continue to roll out thoughtful cannabis legislation and reform of cannabis laws across the country. So that's how I got into cannabis and stayed with it. I've been in since 2010 now and have worked all over the country. And I'm just really thrilled to be back in operations. You know, Canna Provisions has been around for 3 years. I don't think Meg or I really thought that we would get back into operations, but this company had such incredible promise for us, mainly because of the locations and the communities in which we were going to be locating our facilities, and also the fact that Massachusetts had at the time the most promising social equity rules and laws on the books. So we thought a really good opportunity to get involved, grow a business, and try to, you know, do something big in cannabis again, which was for us setting a brand new bar for a unique experience and a company that has some really strong business ethics and a deep commitment to righting the wrongs of the drug war and to social justice in general.
I love it. That's awesome. And, you know, appreciate you going into detail with that as well. You know, we also have Crystal on the podcast, Crystal Child. She's the marketing director. And Crystal, I was excited to have you on the show just because, you know, you have a very deep, you know, background in the automotive space. And so give us the 411. Like, how has it been going from cars to cannabis?
It's interesting that you asked that question because in some regards, it's not that big of a leap. In some, it is, obviously. You know, automotive, there's a lot of regulations with automotive. You know, there's high liability there. You know, I mean, I was producing years ago, producing ads, and every number, every disclaimer, everything had to be read over 5 times before it was printed in a newspaper. You know, so there's definitely some overlap there in terms of, you know, how careful you have to be and what you can say and what you can't say and all that.
And so, you know, from a challenge perspective, I think obviously there's definitely challenges in the automotive space. Quite a few challenges, you know, when it comes to cannabis, all the way down to state level, jurisdictional level. You can do this, you can't do that. Like, have you felt a little bit, you know, you've been there for a little bit of time now, but have you felt almost like as if your hands are tied, or have you been able to figure out how to get around it?
Some things we've been able to get around, others, you know, our hands are still tied, and it certainly is frustrating, but certainly understood. You know, I've been here for, I believe, 9 months now. And we were not doing radio advertising when I started, and we are now, you know, and that was really from the radio's perspective, you know, not wanting to do business with cannabis. So, you know, we're making little strides every day, and more is opening up. You know, in terms of restrictions from the CCC, yes, we feel it deeply, you know. There's so many things we want to do on social media and everywhere else, and we just can't just because of restrictions. But what we've done is we're working with a company that has, I don't want to call it a loophole, but they are able to work with Google. So we do have digital advertising out there. We focus on the community and engaging with the community and creating events, and really getting a lot of advertising out that way, where it's more of a public relations push, You know, we have Dan, our media and communications manager, that works with us, and he produces amazing content for us. And you just can't pay for that kind of content. And in a industry where we are so restricted and our hands are so tied with advertising, it's really important to have someone like that producing content constantly and getting us out there in front of eyeballs.
Love it. So Meg, let's kind of shoot back over to you. I think just from a fundraising perspective, you know, you took around $5 million and turned it into essentially a $150 million vertically integrated brand. You guys have over, you know, 140 employees and counting, and a craft cultivation. Talk to us a little bit about maybe your growth strategy, you know, how you've gotten from point A to point B and what's in the future.
I would love to. So you're hitting a number that we're not quite at yet. I think fully stabilized with all of our expansion done, we'll get there. But, okay. But we're well on our way.
Yeah.
And I think that we have a strategy right now that is obviously do everything we can possibly do here in Massachusetts. But we're in the middle of the Northeast, and there is just such an amazing renaissance happening right now with Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York all coming online, Vermont. And I think we really see Canna Provisions as a regional brand play here in the Northeast. And we are in active conversations with lots of different options in these states. And we're really excited to see Canna Provisions all over the Northeast.
So guys, you know, not to go back to kind of what happened during COVID, but you know, we often talk about this on the show. I think from a business perspective, you know, when COVID first happened and everyone needed to kind of shift their structure to curbside pickup and all sorts of other things, how did that impact you guys? Like, did sales increase? We saw a lot of MSOs and SSOs where they were very nervous at first because of, you know, taking precautions and doing curbside pickup. But as cannabis essentially became, you know, essential, right? I know in Massachusetts at first it wasn't, and then it did become essential. You know, how did that impact you guys?
We were able to reopen, you know, but we were the only state in the nation that shut down adult use cannabis. And it was, you know, particularly hard. Everyone's had to deal with challenges with COVID and deal with, you know, regulatory structures that in businesses that frankly we're used to doing, you know, we're used to bobbing and weaving and having regulations change overnight. That being said, in our Lee location, you know, from the start until September 10th of last year, that we had to reinvent our business model 6 different times. That's a challenge. I mean, that's a real challenge. And so, you know, and it changed consumer habits across the board. You know, we went from only a small portion, probably around 30% of our orders being placed online, to at time 100% being placed online. Now we're, you know, now that it's changed back to when we can have full persons within our store, it still has already changed the consumer habits. And so we're right now doing close to a 75% or so of our orders, our pre-orders are done online. And that, of course, shifts everything that Crystal's doing as well. It's a different way to talk to our consumers. You know, we have a high focus on education and customer service. And so, you know, then we have to adjust our model to say, well, what does the best customer service look like now? And for a while, we thought really clearly that the best thing we could do for customer service was be as safe as we could possibly be. You know, even go for overkill, extra cleaning, extra masks, extra gloves, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's gotten to a much better place now. We're happy with the changes that we've had to, that we've made, the way it's all been implemented. And, you know, business is continuing to grow.
Love it. Now, you guys were also part of a new Netflix show called High Science that's apparently shooting around the country right now with other cannabis operators. Were you guys actually on the show?
We're really excited about, because we've got so much going on, especially out here in Western Mass in the summertime. So we're really excited to highlight all the things that we are doing. But yes, it's a really great opportunity. Any time that we have a chance to show a wider audience, you know, this scary thing that we're doing, or this thing that's rife with misinterpretations, or you know, just not fully understanding. So we're pleased to do any kind of media or anything publicly that we feel helps normalize cannabis and gets us to really where we want to be, which is treated just like any other business.
Awesome. Now, from a kind of future perspective for you guys, anything that you guys are working on right now, maybe a big project, something that's launching, something that you guys are really proud of that's coming out?
Well, we're proud of every damn harvest.
Yeah. I would say our cultivation led by ChemDog is just an amazing operation. It's an efficient little grow, but it is beautiful craft cannabis. And I can only anticipate what's going to happen as we keep expanding and being able to offer more and more different varieties, as well as just getting wholesale of smash hits out on the market. That's probably the nearest and dearest kind of next step for us, is we're going to start wholesaling our flower, which we've not done yet. So it'll be very interesting to see how it's received outside of the Berkshires. I can tell you, here in Western Mass, we have some significant smash hit lovers, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the other projects I have to mention is we're in a partnership with Steven Van Zandt through the Little Steven's Underground Apothecary, where it's a wellness-based cannabis focus. So right now, we've got some high CBD pre-rolls that we are doing for them. We should be launching honey sticks with them as well. So we're really excited about that. Obviously, Steven Van Zandt is, you know, an activist, has activist credentials better than pretty much anyone in entertainment. So we're really, really pleased with that partnership. And as Crystal was talking about, with events that we like to have for, you know, the community and for our customers, Steven's label called Wicked Cool Records is also going to be a part of that. And not just in our own stores, but as Meg said, when we start wholesaling, you know, it's a different kind of relationship where it's not just going to be delivering cannabis to stores for wholesale, but true partnerships with some great dispensaries that will also have, you know, the community feel through Little Steven's Underground Apothecary, and really carry all of the values that we have and the pride in our flower right to shelves across the state.
Awesome. So guys, before we break, I thought it'd be fun. Maybe Meg, you can go first, and then Eric, and then Crystal, but maybe what's your favorite product out there aside from your own? Because obviously, you know, your products are great, but any products that maybe you look out there, you're like, you know what, these guys are really cool. I like what they're doing with their brand. I like the, you know, could be an edible, could be, you know, flower, it could be anything.
Well, I'll give you, I have two answers actually. So one is what's important to me is the products that I use are the products that I like to talk about. Mm-hmm. And Coast Cannabis just is one of my favorites right now. And their nighttime gummy is something I use every single night, and it works. And I just really appreciate the kind of a bootstrap mom and pop story. And this family that is operating an amazing little manufacturing company. And they're, first of all, they're just lovely humans. We love working with them, and mm-hmm. we like their products. So I'm a big fan of them. On a more national basis, I would have to say Garden Society is one of my most favorite brands. Erin Gore is just doing amazing work with her entire manufacturing line. And she's based out of California. She is expanding. And we are looking forward to her coming to Massachusetts soon. But definitely check out her her Instagram. It's just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. And her products are just, I just hear rave reviews about them.
Well, then I know you don't want us to say our own product, but I am a flower guy, and I'll tell you that we've got a strain right now called UF Joe that is just unbelievable. I'm such a huge fan. But with that, I'll also tell you that I'm not really a huge vape guy, and we are carrying a product by a company called Fernway. They have this smooth flavored vapes that they are making right now that have completely turned me back on. Absolutely love it. They had a cranberry one that was on my Thanksgiving dinner table. It was just fantastic. And I love that they're getting super innovative with their flavors and their commitment to high quality. So Fernway, for sure.
And I'd have to say, I'm a gummy gal. So I will say, though, for vape, Eric, you took it right out of my mouth. Fernway is 100%. If I were to vape, it's going to be Fernway. It's actually one of the first companies that I brought on, helped bring on to the company when I started. And they have a little spot in my heart. So I second that. But I absolutely love the Wana gummies, the fast acting ones.
Yeah, they're good.
But I love the group. I love the people they've got working for them. And I just love the brand. And the 1906 drops. Of course, fantastic branding, being a marketing girl, that plays into it. So yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Well, listen, guys, I really appreciate you all coming on the show together. And, we could probably be on here for an hour, but we all have our day jobs, right? And I appreciate you all coming on the show and talking about Canna Provisions. Meg Sanders, Eric Williams, Crystal Childs, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.